Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a Friday. And we're going to get you all the way to go home time on this. Hey, by the way, we're in Dipper number one, Big Beautiful Energy is what I'm calling it. Big Beautiful Energy. And I'm about to bring on our guest, John Wall. Before I do that, though, I got to read you a quick quote. So I've got this article from Daily Wire. Amazingly well written. Came out yesterday. And there's a quote in there about the climate change cult. And it says, the climate movement preaches sacrifice while demanding subsidies, mandates, and central planning. The climate change movement calls for collective responsibility while punishing prosperity. It seeks compliance and not progress, narrative control, not truth. In true Orwellian fashion, freedom becomes pollution, and servitude is sold as sustainability. Good Lord, what a quote. That's one of those, every once in a while you find the one you wish you'd written yourself. Well, speaking of one that was written recently, my friend John Wall, who is the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party and the vice president of the Republican National Convention for the Southern States. I hope I said that correctly. I always mess that part up. He just wrote a piece about how Alabama ought to be leading the nation in state-level energy policy, and he's on the phone right now. John Wall, how are you doing?
I am doing well. It's good to be on the show.
Good. Did I get your national title right? Did I say it right?
It's close enough.
Vice chair or something? What are you?
Yeah. Sometimes I don't even know what I am.
What day is this? Got to make the donuts.
No, that's right. All I know is I have to try to corral 14 states in the southern region of the U.S. So,
good Lord.
Yeah. Wish me luck.
That's a lot of cats.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. But you know, I love the quote you just read, and going off, you know, off of directly what I wrote my op-ed on. But still very much in tandem with it on the green agenda and the climate change. And it's used as a control mechanism far, far more than it is actually a general concern for the environment. And that's coming from someone who obviously has a very, very – look, I'm a butterfly farmer. I don't know if your listeners know that or not, but I literally raise butterflies. I love the outdoors. I grew up on a farm. And I am more of a conservationist than all of these greenies, because I know good and well that carbon dioxide is not our enemy.
It's not a chemical.
It's not a noxic. It's not poisonous. There's things to be concerned about, but carbon dioxide is not one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And there's a stewardship factor, and stewardship does not mean you can't touch it. Stewardship means you just take care of it while you touch it. And that's the
right.
Important factor.
And Republicans believe in being good stewards. You know, people forget that, take the national park system. It's actually Teddy Roosevelt who set that up. You know, Republicans are actually traditionally the party who do care. And it's because of that moral foundation we have. We do care about environment. We care about, farmers care about their land. We just believe people are made in the image of Almighty God and should come first, and that the world was created with us in mind more than, we worship our creator, not the planet.
That's right. And so well said. Listen, let me ask you about this piece you just wrote. It came out, the copy I've got came from 1819 News. So Trump has an energy policy which is like unfolding as we speak. I mean, it's dynamic every single day. We're talking about drill, baby, drill. He had coal miners in the White House the other day. He did away with, you know, Biden-era Green New Steel policies that made sure we couldn't flush our toilets with any force. And you wrote a piece that basically calls on the state of Alabama to align its own state-level policies with the Trump agenda for energy.
Oh, that's exactly right. And make this a priority. Back in the election, before the election in 2024, we did a contract with Alabama. We talked about these things, about how government could put policies in place that actually affected people in their everyday life. And energy independence was on that list, and there's a reason for that. This affects people in so many ways, and it affects our country in so many ways. You know, whether it's gas prices, your utility bill, or every single product you buy. Because every product out there, it takes gas to get it to the consumer, and it takes energy to produce it. And so when we talk about, you know, getting energy costs down and energy independence, it's so much more than just a political talking point. It goes into every single area of our life, bringing costs down. And for me, it's also a national security issue. We should not be dependent on foreign nations, any foreign nation, or be at their mercy when it comes to energy, we should be self-sufficient.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And that's what you really just talked about is common sense. I mean, that's exactly what that is. That's why would you allow someone else to control your destiny when you can control it on your own? And that's good governance if you go down that route.
No, that's exactly right. And so much of it, that's what makes good policy is common sense. And we have a desperate lack of it across government at times.
Yeah.
Just with different things. But this is an area where I really think we can get in line, get where we need to be. And I'm really excited. There's a package of bills that was just introduced in the state legislature that really targets some of these things and bringing back some common sense. You know, we're in Alabama. We don't have large oil fields. We're not going to, we can't really say drill, baby, drill. But there's a lot of common things we can put into place and start leading the nation when it comes to policies that put the people of Alabama first and actually fight for energy independence.
But we do have, we do have coal. And we also, by the way, we have our offshore oil drilling leases that that the state of Alabama actually gains an incredible amount from, especially in our rainy day accounts. I saw this article, and I was talking to somebody else yesterday, and I said, I did not know that there's an energy package being introduced, and that's nothing but cool. It is late in the legislative session. Can they move it fast enough to get it moving?
Well, that's a great question, and that's one reason why I wanted to highlight it, because I think it deserves some attention, and it deserves people talking about it and getting it fast-tracked. Because we need to get it moving quickly if we're going to have a chance to get it done this session. I was talking with the Senate caucus this week and spoke to them about this bill. And I think we have a very, very good opportunity. If it can move quickly through the Senate, we can get it down to the House. And if there's not many or few amendments, I think we've got a chance to get this thing done with a little time to spare.
Is it one of those packages that requires one bill to pass for the other bill to actually work, or do they have several bills that all stand alone in case something does get stuck in the system?
They are all standalone bills, which I think is really important. That way, like you said, if one has something that there's a concern or conflict, it does not prevent the other bills from moving forward. There's three bills total, and I think all three of them, though, are going to be able to move together as a package, because it's really, it goes back to what you said. This really is common sense.
Yeah,
it's a way for us to get government out of the way in a lot of areas and let business work.
Yeah, so I'm looking at your. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, just make sure we provide the needed infrastructure for new businesses moving in. This is also economic development, job creation package.
That's what I was about to say. I'm looking at your article, and you mentioned that one of the bills literally cuts red tape, eliminates long wait times, infrastructure can get put in place quicker without having to go through all of the incredible machinations that we stick on ourselves. And the other one, though, is an economic development bill. It has an energy infrastructure bank attached to it, which that's actually a pretty cool idea. And then just really getting us in line with, you said, hand in glove with Trump's America First economic policies.
No, look, and that's the brilliance of this. The main structure around these bills is literally trying to get government to move at the speed of business rather than at the speed of a snail. And that so many business projects get delayed by overregulation, overtaxation, and even if they jump through all the government's hoops, it's still a slow process. And I think it's time, not just in energy, but across the board, to start looking at what can we do where we put government back in a position where it's working to serve the people rather than looking to regulate the people.
Yeah.
And this is one of those areas where if we need these permits, if we need these things, let's at least do it quickly and make sure that businesses aren't being slowed down and that job creation isn't being slowed down by red tape.
Yeah. Wow. Totally. Let's watch and see where it goes. Now, the bills were dropped in already, or are they still being proposed?
Yes, no, they were actually introduced this week, and so I expect them in committee next week in the Senate.
Okay.
And like I said, hopefully I'm going to be talking to the senators, and I encourage everyone listening, reach out to your representatives, your senators and your representatives, talk with them about the need for cutting some of these bureaucratic strings that hinder our business. I'm going to be doing it, and I think it's really important that we fall in line with President Trump's agenda.
Well,
but more importantly, we fall in line with what's best for the people of Alabama. And that's what this is all about.
Do you know, is the governor's office on board with this? I mean, there's no indication that she would have any opposition to this at all, is there?
No, I believe the governor's office would be in support, and I think it's one of the things. This is a this is really a package of bills that no one should have an issue with.
Okay.
I think it really makes sense. Everything in it works together for the good of the people of Alabama and for the good of our businesses. And so I would be surprised to see any serious opposition, either in the legislature or in the governor's office.
Well, I say go for it. I mean, I think this makes great sense. And what I love is the idea of Alabama leading and not waiting and following other states.
Look, it's time we got there.
Yeah.
I know I'm partial to the state of Alabama. This is my home. But, you know, I watch other states like Florida and Ron DeSantis, and I'm like, let's get these guys where they're following Alabama's lead.
Yeah.
And in these areas where good policy really do have real world consequences and they affect people's lives, let's have Alabama leading the charge and being the state that's innovative and creative, where other states are following our policy positions.
Yeah, and people have no idea how long some of the red tape can, at the state level even, can hold up the ability of an economic development project that can bring good jobs if you can just get things moving. So I love this. I think it's great. I'm glad you wrote the piece. And I appreciate, by the way, that you're not just the leader of the party. You're leading on the issues. And so thank you very much for that.
Well, look, that's incredibly important to me because I think it goes back to what makes good government. And it's good policy. And in the end, that's what the Republican Party is all about. You know, standing up for a platform and for common sense policies that do put people first and actually make government better.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, listen, by the way, I've got about a minute and a half, so I'm not going to drag this out because I got to go to break. But let me ask, I'm going to change gears on you. I'm concerned that we are not seeing enough emphasis on tax cuts and on maintaining tax cuts out of our current legislature with 9-10 days left in the legislative session. What you want to comment on that?
Well, you know, look, you're talking to the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party. I am always for tax cuts. Pretty much, if you can downsize government, I'm on board with it. And I think that goes back to those Republican values, right? Like, we believe in a constitutionally limited government where people get to keep more of their money. You have less governmental controls, and that creates smaller government that lets individuals and businesses thrive. Now, we do have some tax cuts coming through this time, and look, I'm going to support pretty much any tax cut out there. I love that we're looking at cutting the grocery tax another percent, but we can always do more with finding waste in government and cutting the size of every level of government.
Well, I say get her done, and they've got very little time left to get her done for this legislative session. But, well, listen, Republican Party Chairman John Wall, friend of this show, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much, and we'll stay posted on this thing, all right?
All right, good to be on the show.
All right, take care, man. Got to run to a break. I ran long, but it was worth it. And listen, I love the idea. I love the idea of Alabama actually leading on the issue so the rest of the states around this nation look over there and go, what Alabama do? What should we do next? That's what I want us to be. That's what we should be. That's what we can be. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.